Good morning. We continue with our study of the Psukim of Malchios, Echronos, and Shofros, the 30 and 30 series, and today we get to the third of the Psukim in Zechronos, the pasuk that reads, "Bezacharti es brisi Yaakov, v'yafes brisi Yitzchak, v'yafes brisi Abraham eskor, v'yaretz eskor." I will remember my covenant with Yaakov, and my covenant with Yitzchak, and even my covenant with Abraham I will remember, and the land I will remember. This is a very, very important pasuk. It appears at the end of the Tochacha, at the end of the reproof Psukim and Parshas Bechukosai, and I think that there are a couple of questions we need to think about before we take it apart and derive any messages. Point number one, we have to think about, if you look in the Torah, this is one of those few times where you see Yaakov Avinu's name as Prisi Yaakov, Yud Ayin Kuf Vav Vet. It's spelled out fully. Why? And why, in the order of the Pasuk, why does God first remember Yaakov, then Yitzchak, and only then Avraham? Don't we normally need God to remember Avraham, then Yitzchak, and Yaakov? And also, we see, Zacharti es brisi Yaakov, Hashem remembers the bris, the covenant with Yaakov. He remembers Afres brisi Avraham eskor, but there's no mention of Zechira, of remembrance, with Yitzchak. This is particularly important to us, because the whole essence of Zechronos is about Akidas Yitzchak Lizaro Hayom Barachamim Tizkor, that we want Hashem to remember that Yitzchak was the one who engaged in Akidas Yitzchak. So why is it that Zechira is left out? That's not a small issue. And not only that, what is the connection? We add off, after we finish talking about Avas Brisi Yitzchak, Avas Brisi Abraham, we also mentioned that the land will remember as well. Why is it important for us to remember that Hashem will also recall the land? What are we supposed to take away from the land? Why is that connected at all to anything else that's going on? And I think in order to answer these questions, we need to go one by one. First of all, Rashi explains that there are but five times in all of Tanakh where Yaakov Avinu's name is spelled full. It also happens to parallel the five times in Tanakh that Eliyahu HaNavi's name is spelled chaser. It's spelled without a vav at the end. It's fascinating. And why is it done that way? So Rashi in Parshas Bechukosai explains that the vav is a mashkon. It's a collateral. Yaakov Avinu, when he knew his children were going into Galus, said, I will hold on to this vav so that you, Eliyahu, who's supposed to come before the Geula, you'll remember to come to collect your vav back at that point in time. But until then, I'm holding this as a guarantee that there will be a Geula. I'd like to suggest, in addition to Rashi, that it is specifically the letter vav that was taken, because the vav is not just a mashkon, it's a message. Vav is always used as an attaching letter, a vav of chibur. And of course, geula comes through making attachments, whether it's an attachment that we have towards the Almighty, or whether it's an attachment that we establish for ourselves between one another. And we know both of those are critical issues that sometimes affect us and plague us. And so therefore, Yaakov didn't haphazardly suggest the letter. He dropped us a hint to the Vav. Not only that, we don't bring in with Yaakov, even though, why is it that we start with Yaakov, even though Yaakov is the youngest? So Rashi explains, first of all, we always start with Yaakov, and then we add up from what are the things that came before. And that's what we do in the Zechira section as well. We start with ourselves. We turn to our own situation, and then it just so happens, parenthetically, that what we do in the process is that we add in Zchus Avos. But it starts with us. We have the first responsibility. The Alshech adds that there is no Af by Yaakov Avinu, because Yaakov was complete. All of his children were destined to join the Jewish people. Yitzchak and Avraham were not the primary. Their children, only half. Yishmael did not become a member of Am Yisrael. Esav did not become a member of Am Yisrael. Still, Yitzchak and Avraham Avinu both present us with Zechus Avos. And for the Alshech, that is a lesson in not being perfect and still being able to impact. So from Avraham Avinu, we got the understanding that it starts with what we bring to the table. And from the Alshech, we get the sense that we don't have to be perfect to make an impact. And finally, the Klei Yakar adds that we also need to remember that we can still rely on Zchus Avos. And when it comes to Yitzchak in particular, we don't need to remember the memory, because Rashi says that Yitzchak's Efer, the ashes of Yitzchak, are still present from his Mesiras Nefesh. And that's what Ravolbi brings down. He says, look, when you are a Moser Nefesh, when you give yourself over to Hashem, Hashem never puts that away from us. That's always in the forefront of Hashem's mind. And perhaps that is also the mention of the land. The land, says Rashi in the Sefer HaPardes, the land can't handle Tumah. So on the one hand, we are here where we are. We are here to be and remind Hashem where we stand or where we come from. And at the same moment in time, we also need to know that the place we want to get to is also holding out for us and waiting for us to get there as well. So what are we taking away from today? First of all, the first message, I think, is that we need to remember and contemplate as we get to this pasuk, v'zachartias b'risi Yaakov, is to remember that Zechira is a way to get us to the road towards Geula. The understanding that our memory coming in front of Hashem, but it starts off with us and our responsibility. So what are we doing to bring our memory in front of Hashem in the best way? The second thing is, the Torah sets a mashkon to get the hard steps rolling. Yaakov Avinu paved the way for us, but what are we doing in order to be able to take advantage? Well, how are we using the Vav HaChibur, that Vav of connection? Are we connecting to Hashem? How can we connect better to Him? How can we connect better to one another? How can we connect to our past? Zikaron is all about the past. These are some of the things I would want to have in mind as we start thinking about our Pasuk here in the Musaf. The second thing I think we need to take away is that we don't have to do everything to get started, nor do we have to be perfect in order to make an impact. What we need to do is bring our points and bring them on to Hashem. And so therefore, as we're getting ready to mention this pasuk, perhaps we should start and ask, what are the zechira points about each and every one of us individually? What am I bringing to Hashem? What am I bringing uniquely? What am I bringing as a member of Am Yisrael? And finally, we need to remember where we're headed. We're heading to a place that doesn't want anybody else. The land, and Hashem, the real estate developer, wants Torah people. How are we going to get to that Torah? What do we want to do to take the early steps? We know that if we take the steps early, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will come and fill them in. And that this year, we'll be talking about Zechira. And in next year, Be'ezrat Hashem, we'll be talking about laughter. Az Yimalei Tzchok Pinu U'Shoneinu Rina. As Yomru Bagoyim, Hegdil Hashem, Lasos Umeila, have a terrific day.